presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that boldly goes where no wireless entertainment programme has gone before. Has a quick look round and then catches the first bus home. Well, our regular teams are here as usual, and my oh my, haven't we got a great show for you? Sorry, that should read, why oh why? And I can't answer that one, I'm afraid. Anyway, here are the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. Regrettably, our scorer Samantha has yet to return from the Bury St. Edmunds International Grass Skirt and Ukulele at Stepford, where she's been asked to stay on for the most original lay finals. So, in her stead, a warm hand, please, for our ever-willing stand-in, taking time off from his interesting new position at Sammy's Sunbed and Sauna, Sven. Our first round is entitled Historical Headlines. In it, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some likely newspaper headlines that one might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. The event is Captain Cook discovering Australia. Barry, will you start, please?
Yorkshire Post, first Yorkshire captain to visit Australia.
Willie.
The Sun. Oh. 20 things you didn't know about Australia. One, that it existed. Two, where it was. Three, why.
Graham.
One from the Financial Times. Captain Cook opens trading route to import soaps.
Tim.
Little social comment here. Ayers Rock Times. Aborigine discovers Captain Cook. Oh, what a whinger, says Chief Rolf Harris-Oolagong.
The Brewer's Gazette, Captain Cook wouldn't give a 4X for anything.
Any more?
Daily Express. Captain Cook exchanges string of beads and convicts for Clive James.
Should we have another one?
No.
Right, well, I'll give you another historical event. This time it's Stevenson's rocket running from Stockton to Darlington. Graham, you can start this one.
Interesting. The Essex Times, long delays for southeast commuters.
Funny enough, the British Rail News says man with flag blamed for late arrival of rocket. I was looking for Aintree, said man in bowler hat.
Train spotter's guide, keep an eye out for number two.
Same edition, anorak invented.
Do you know an aversion to train spotters is known as anarachnophobia?
The Sun, well chuffed.
Oh, I like it.
That's almost credible.
Okay, no more?
National Enquirer. Oh. Why?
On which note, we'll move on. Now, if music be the food of love, then it would not be unreasonable to expect our next round to take place in a British Rail buffet car. It's called The Singer and the Song, which I understand originally combined the art of tuneful vocal interpretation with the joys of attempting blanket stitch on an automatic sewing machine. In this game, I'd like each team to imagine he's a well-known personality and then sing a song of my choosing in the style of that personality. However, teams, to complicate matters slightly, you'll each be singing a duet. And to complicate matters completely, you'll be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell. So, Tim and Willie, you're going to go first. And your duet is I Remember It Well. Willie, I'd like you to be Ted Heath. And Tim, I'd like you to be Barbara Cartland. Okay, Hugh Collinsell.
I'm not lit yet.
We met at night.
Who are you?
I was on time.
I wasn't there.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
I have no friends.
A tenor sang.
She's barking mad.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
I think she's on drugs. She should be seen to.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Is this a woman or a cake? My God, she's quite as mad as her.
Ah, yes. Common little man, the 70s, pit strike, hello, sailor. I remember him well.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your song is You're Just in Love from Call Me Madam. Graham, you're going to be Anthony Clare, and Barry Cryer, natural casting as Claire Rayner.
I hear singing, and there's no one there. I smell blossoms, and the trees are bare. All day long, I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, Claire. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing, lovey. It is not so surprising, lovey, that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, love, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder or anywhere else. You need someone who's older. A rough down.
What's more,
with a velvet glove with wings on, probably. There is something you could take to relieve that pleasant pain.
Twinkling.
You're not
in
sick.
My eyes, I
You're just in
why.
Love, lovey.
If you at home, can guess what voices they were impersonating, write the answer on a card and tear it up. At this point, teams, I must give you advance warning of an obscure ball in the social calendar, to which I'd like you to announce the late arrivals at the end of the show. And it's the gardener's ball. That's the gardener's ball. Now to an entertaining word game whose rules are neatly explained by its title, Cheddar Gorge. In this round, teams, you should each come up with a word in order to make up a sentence, and the object is not to complete the sentence. To assist you in your task, here are some words that I'd like you to include. Barry, your word is hermaphrodite. Willie, millets. Graham, Mrs. Bottomley.
Two words.
Two words.
Don't quibble, for goodness sake, at this early stage. And Tim, your word is interdenominationalism.
I've gone off this, Chairman.
Right, Barry, will you start, please?
He
was a
man
who
loved
Mrs. Bottomley.
Which?
Oh, an unkind thing to say. Caused
him
many
a
painful
minutes.
Oh, please, referee.
It's damn painful. I've suffered from minutes for years.
Yeah, I think I'll pass that.
Thank you.
We'll get the game over quicker if I do so. Carry on, Graham.
Whenever
interdenominationalism
was
mentioned
in
polite
hermaphrodite
society.
You're getting dangerously near the conclusion of a sentence, so
open bracket.
Graham.
Although
close bracket.
He
once
saw
a
funny
picture
which
was
a
large
representation
of
the
Pope.
Having
a
quick
millets.
Behind
the
Vatican
City Gomas.
Oh, no, that was the end of a sentence.
What was?
Yes, it was. We're going to go on now to another game, which is called Complete Quotes. So called because I'll be providing quotes which are incomplete. Well, obviously. So, teams, you'll shortly hear a series of people speaking, each of whom have unfortunately been interrupted in mid-sentence, and I'd like you please to complete the sentences for them. Barry, we're going to start with you, and it's some words from John Major.
I want no complacency in any quarter. I do want to see more privatisation. And I want to see...
someone who can tell me how to pronounce want.
Right, yes, Graham. Graham, coming up for you.
I don't promise you that it will be easy. And I don't promise you that it will be quick. Because it will be neither easy nor quick. If you will forgive me, I will go into number 10 straight away and make...
love to you, Norma.
Willie, how about some words from John Major?
Oh. It's a pretty nerve-wracking thing to do the first time. Unless you've done it, you can't imagine quite what it's like. And to do it for the first time in the circumstances that I did, it was pretty nerve-wracking. But...
Norma enjoyed it.
Right, Tim, since we're on a roll, here's some John Major for you.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody told me not to do it. Everybody told me the rest of the world would turn their nose up at it, that I'd end up with custard on my face looking extremely stupid.
But if that's the way Norma likes it...
Right, Barry, here's something from Robert Maxwell.
I may have money, but I don't have...
any of my own.
Graham, here's Prince Charles.
You might like to know, it's harder than it looks. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, Willie, here's...
I got that call.
Willie, Boris Yeltsin for you.
The word afraid, I don't know what you mean by that. But
Rumpy pumpy, I understand. And mine's a large one.
And it's very hard.
Tim, you've got time to catch up for your team with Graham Taylor.
Pratt, what we did, we came through and said, well, there's a goal at one end of the pitch, we're going to attack it. And the more fans were attacking that goal,
the more we realised it was our own.
Okay, yes, you caught up.
Excellent.
Sure. Our next round's entitled Sound Charades, based, of course, on Give Us a Clue, the popular erstwhile TV programme that shot celebrity captains Lionel Blair and Henry Kissinger to stardom. In fact, it follows all the rules of standard charades, except in this version, panellists are permitted the use of their mouths. Each team should provide a charade of a book, play or film, and the opposing team should attempt to guess what it is. The first charade, which Barry and Graham will have to guess, is now being displayed on our Nintendo Drive in-size laser display board. Well, here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Indecent proposal. Indecent proposal.
Right, Tim and Willie, please start your charade now. Is it a book, a play, a film, or what?
It's a film. Two words. I don't know if there's a book or not, but it's right. Most people know it as a film, Two Words. Okay, we start now. I suggest we put VAT on domestic fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's it. Start guessing.
Two words. Something mad and manifestly unfair is involved with this title.
Certainly.
The Unforgiven? Yeah.
Good thing it isn't.
Mad and unfair.
Well, no, not in the actual title, I suppose. No. It was just a good description of what we did.
Ooh.
You've got 15 seconds left.
To do what?
Anything you like.
Nasty suggestion.
Nasty suggestion. Indecent proposal. Ah!
Right.
Tim gave me that, be fair. Yeah.
10 marks off for being absolutely thick. Tim and Willie, you're going to guess this one. Here, it's coming up on the laser display now. And the mystery voice for you at home.
Noel's house party. Noel's house party.
Right, start away, Barry and Graham.
It's a television programme. Yes.
Three words.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, how nice of you to come.
Oh, my pleasure. As a matter of fact, I passed your house this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, you are a card.
Oh, no, so are you. So are you.
Oh, but tell me, is Engelbert Humperdinck his real name?
Is Engelbert Humperdinck whose real name?
Oh, what a card.
Oh, what company we're in. Whole house full of us.
Hello, darling.
Good Lord, are you inside that dress trying to get out or outside trying to get in? What an evening we're having.
House full of them.
Someday I'll find you. Good night.
I think they should give it a series, whatever.
Right, now we go on to... Oh, wait a minute, sorry. Tim and Willie, will you guess, please?
Newts at 10.
Is it currently on, this programme?
Well, not this minute, no.
Noel and what? No.
Gertie.
Noel's house party.
Okay.
Noel Coward, of course.
Yeah.
You thought it was Claire Rayner, there.
Yes. Now we go on to a round called Good News, Bad News, which might need a bit of explanation. One team should start by announcing an item of good news, to which the other side should respond with an item of corresponding bad news. And then the first team should then counter with a piece of good news, at which point the second team should take their turn to find some bad news, and so on, alternating good news and bad news. That's good, bad, good and bad, and so on. So that's why it's called Good News, Bad News, okay? When you hear this, it signals that I've had enough. And when you hear this, it signals that Sven is working out in his skin-tight fishnet body stocking. Tim, now, will you start things rolling, please, with an item of good news?
Good news. There's going to be a new series of Doctor Who.
Bad news. The important part of Doctor Who will be played by David Meller.
Good news. The rest of the Doctor will be played by Sharon Stone.
Bad news, I'm not going to see a lady doctor.
Good news, Sharon's promised to cross her legs. Is that good news?
Woof. Bad news, that could break David Meller's neck.
Good news, the doctor's attractive assistant will be played by Patrick Moore.
Bad news. Have you seen his figure-hugging costume?
Good news, they rent it out for circuses.
Bad news. The last time Patrick wore it, he discovered a Japanese trapezist who didn't know the war was over.
Good news, the war is over.
Bad news, not in Patrick's figure-hugging costume, is it?
Is it good news? Yes, good news. The Daleks are back.
Bad news, the chief Dalek will be played by John Burt.
Oh.
Good news.
Funny way to hand in
the Director General of the BBC, you will now be an old dustbin with a sink plunger stuck in it.
Bad news.
Redundancies, redundancies, redundancies.
Okay, now, Barry, since there's time for one more, will you provide some good news, please?
Good news. Clive Anderson's got a new chat show.
Bad news, he's talking to himself.
Good news, he won't have to listen.
Bad news, he can't anyway with his shoulders clapped over his ears, as he has.
Paint a picture. Good
news. Lemming.
He's been named Shining Wit of the Year.
Bad news by Dr. Spooner.
Satire lives.
Now for a round entitled Just a Minim. And last week we asked listeners to name the radio program that provided the inspiration for Just a Minim. The answer is, of course, the shipping forecast. Congratulations to a Mr. N. Parsons of Broadcasting House London for Southern Network. In this round, team members should attempt to sing a song without repetition, deviation, hesitation, or repetition. Those not singing may buzz to challenge, and you'll be accompanied on the piano teams by Colin Sell, whose playing has recently been described as timeless. He only needs hopeless and tuneless to complete that. Willie, I'd like you to start, please, and the song is Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Never, not at all. Yesterday. Take off immediately, Jim. And I don't want to see you again. Get on that bus, Hugo. And don't darken our doorstep anymore. Once, twice, thrice. Never, thank you. Bugger off. Nigel.
Challenge, sir. Challenge there from David Edgar. Well, I can't help it if I've got the wrong names on the buzzer. Who buzzed? Oh, no. Who buzzed?
It was me. It was just it refused.
You're not allowed to challenge your own team. Well, who wants to pick the song up now?
Barry does. Strike the Autobahn, Jock, because you're known up north. Refrain from revisiting again for a second time, doing an encore. Come back. What?
Challenge there from the same guy as the last time.
David Edgar. Tim.
Second time doing an encore is repetition.
That's true. You're right.
I am right.
Very clever.
It's absolutely.
Yeah. Not allowed, but damn clever.
Okay.
No, you carried on, Tim.
We're off. Hit the road, Jack. I can do that. And don't you come back no more. Never again, ever in this life or any other time. Smash the highway, James. And never.
A lot of nevering going on, I thought, didn't you, audience? Okay.
No.
A lot of nevering.
No. You play back the tape. No, there's just one.
Well, Lindsay Davis, as you challenged.
I've got a known a win written on this buzzer.
Listen, I'm getting fed up with that tune. Audience, aren't you getting
You've
fed up with that tune?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Do another song.
Who wants to start this one? The tune is You're a Pink Toothbrush.
Oh.
Graham, we haven't heard much from you this
haven't.
Week.
No, you
haven't. Graham.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue dental cleaning appliance. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pale red mouth hygiene appliance. And...
hesitation, that was my buzzer. I'm not going to sit here all night waiting for the other team to buzz.
Does that mean that Lindsay goes out, or what?
Hesitation. Gillian, take it up, please.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue dental floss. Have we...
challenge there from Graham.
Yes, recapitulation, he went back to the start.
Yes.
You should start, right. And I think, toothbrush.
OK. And I think, shoe brush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet you, tooth dental floss.
What?
Graham, you challenge.
Oh, it
incidentally,
was Gillian, but I'll take it, yes.
Frankly,
incidentally, Dimble. Graham.
Yes. Richard Dimble be challenged.
I don't want to be unpleasant about this, but I'm the chairman, and I'll tell him when to, whether he's got to start in the middle or at the beginning.
It's all just a
otherwise,
challenge.
There's no discipline in this show whatsoever.
It's a challenge. So tetchy, so tetchy.
What's your challenge now?
Well, I'm not sure I want one.
No.
No, Tim can carry on.
No.
Let's pretend that Barry challenged us.
Oh, I'm out of this.
Well, in that case, let's pretend that Tim hesitated.
So am I.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not escaped my notice that the last few grains of the sand of time are already slipping through the egg timer of fate. So while I take the tops off a couple of softly boiled eggs and Sven picks up a couple of buttered soldiers, I'd like you teams... I'd like you teams to announce that the late arrivals at the Gardener's Ball. Who's going to start?
Barry.
Late arrivals, here is the late Greta Garbo, who wants to be a lawn. Mind the couples on the verge, Greta.
Who is that nasty Russian police informer? Why, it's keep off the grass.
Thank you. And there's Mr. and Mrs. Barrow and their son, Will Barrow.
Oh, look!
Oh, what?
Peas blossom and mustard seed and various other fairies you'll find at the bottom of Graham Garden.
What ho! I don't know his name, but he's a snobbish art lover, which makes him, wait for it, a haughty culturalist.
Worth the wait, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thank you,
Mother. Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Cobean and their son, Harry Cobean.
Oh, come back. Lovely to see you.
Get it over and done with.
Here come Mr. and Mrs. Radicator and their son, Slugger.
Well-known Christian name.
Oh, it's Slugger. I've got a Slugger or two.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Stallone and their sons, Rockery 1, 2, 3.
So much more fun than the shipping forecast.
From organic
the north, Chrysanthemum and his Auntie Rhinan.
There's Mr. and Mrs. O'Furniture and their daughter, Patty O'Furniture.
Mr. and Mrs. Tritus and their daughter, Bo. Now, not many people know there's a fungus that attacks tomatoes called Botrytis. If you do, you'll be rolling about over the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always nice to end on a high note, but I can't wait. Join us again. Join us again next week. In the meantime, it's goodbye from us all. Goodbye.
Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.